After Baba Chunar, a popular television reality show, became a major hit at the Chinese box office, Running Man has already earned 300 million RMB within 3 to 6 days. However, as with almost anything in China, controversy has followed, with some even saying it is too crappy to even be called a movie. But let's first listen to the trailer. So I guess the real question here is it really that bad? And first, I mean, what exactly is Running Man and the movie?
Okay, well, I think this is sort of a new trend that's happening in the Chinese movie circle these days, is that a popular TV show, usually a game show or such as Running Man, or a reality show such as Baba Chunar, has been turned into movies. So far, these two seem to be really successful examples when everybody's saying that as a movie, there isn't really much anything good to say about it. But because its popularity as a TV show, it has just done a really good job in the box office.
Yeah, I think the thing that tends to happen here, and in Western attempts to do this as well, that never works either. To try and turn a popular TV show into a movie never works, because they tend to think that we're going to get in some fancy film director to do it, and totally different personnel, and they give it a different treatment, and it turns into something entirely different. And the other thing is, if they keep the same personnel, the same director, then you go to the movie theater, the cinema, and when you come out of it, you think, well, all I saw was like a double length episode,
and
so they just can't win,
and paid a lot of money for it too.
Yeah, so you're either going to see the authentic thing, but it will be like a twice as long episode, or you know, a couple of hours, or you're going to see something made by proper movie people who don't understand what made the show popular on TV.
Also, it's interesting. This is a similar thing happened with Du La La when that whole series of stories became really popular. Obviously, a little bit different. But what I thought was interesting was, in that case, it wasn't so much that the movie came from the TV show. It's just that two different productions were released at very similar times. But it was funny because I thought the TV show was actually much better than the movie. The movie was more about just, you know, like a fashion drama and things like that. But here in this case, I mean, we see in the second scenario that Mark was outlining, where it's basically the same cast, the same director, and twice as long, four times as long as a regular episode, but you're paying, you know, 80 kwai, 100 kwai to go see it, when normally you would pay nothing to go see to see the TV show.
So they just can't win with this kind of thing, I think.
They are winning, and you see that. Well, I suppose you can't really make the direct link that success in the box office would equate to a successful film or a really good film. You can't really make that connection, but certainly this is doing really well in the box office, and it is the sort of paying extra to see three episodes of one Running Man show kind of feeling after seeing this movie. And what's really strange about this Chinese scenario right now is that the original TV show doesn't have a plot, and the movie doesn't really have a plot. Okay, so let me just explain to you what Running Man is about.
Yes, please.
So it's about two groups of people, celebrities, and including B-listers, A-listers, to maybe D-listers. And then they're just ripping off each other's name tags that's been put at the back of
It's a competition.
It's a competition game show. And they're running through in some building or in a park, and then they're trying to catch each other and then ripping off the name tag. That is the gist of the show.
Mm.
Sounds a little strange and maybe a little ridiculous, but it's done really well on the TV ratings and so far in the box office of movies.
Yeah. Looking at it working around the other way, I think it's actually more likely to succeed. For example, starting with a movie and then creating a TV show. Science fiction fans will know about the movie of Stargate, which spawned three series, which was Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, and then Stargate the other one,
weren't very good, to be honest.
You don't think so?
The first series was okay. The movie was great. But I don't know. The TV show was kind of lame.
I tend to... Well, that's one of my favourite shows of that,
I'm sorry,
of that
genre. You're kind of lame.
Do you think so?
If you like that.
But in fact, I prefer those three... Well, anyway, it's a good example. if they made three spin-offs, then some people must have disagreed with your opinion of
it. I'm sure a lot of people did.
Loved it, right?
Yeah.
We can't all be cool.
No,
so,
you can't.
And some We're of us... Hot. Some of us love that the three series of Stargate. Stargate Interstellar, I think, was the third one. And so it can work better, I think. Start with the movie and then make the TV show.
But here's the thing. I mean, you know, because one of the things that a lot of people are saying online is that this reflects really poorly on the Chinese film industry. I mean, like, so Running Man and Baba Tunar were both, they were foreign, I believe South Korean IP, actually. Baba Tunar and Running Man originally were South Korean reality television shows that production companies in China bought the licensing rights to make a Chinese version. But in South Korea, they didn't make movies out of them. And so, I mean, you know, is like the question that a lot of people are asking is Chinese cinema, is the film industry so bad that we have to, you know, make a reality TV show movie?
Well, actually, I don't think it's about that at all. It's just about some people having a very good eye at seeing what's popular and what makes money. And I don't even think the film production company is thinking, we want to make a good movie out of this. They just want the quick bucks.
Well, exactly. But doesn't that say there's something wrong with the film industry?
Well, I think... but I think different genres should be allowed to, more genres should be allowed to be shown in Chinese cinemas. And this is sort of like a new thing. Although I don't really agree with the formula or the logic behind it, but certainly I think Chinese people need to see what they want to see. And it may be because, the success of this is because there isn't really all that much to be seen in the cinema these days.
You keep saying it's successful, but I mean, I know it's taken...
Well, in the box office.
It's taken a lot of money in the first 6 days, but it seems like people are saying that it shouldn't even be called a movie. It's so bad. So of course people.
But those are the people
are going to be curious to see it. But I think the initial impact on the box office will quickly wear off. It seems that people are, of course, they'll go there out of it curiosity for the first couple of weeks, but then they'll tell all their friends it's not worth seeing it. So ultimately, I don't think it will be a box office hit.
But it already is?
Well, for 6 days. You can't judge its total success on 6 days, can you? We'll see what happens in the next, you know, 6 weeks.
Well, I think it's interesting because, I mean, you know, I'm just getting a lot of messages here on WeChat. Qingbo basically, you know, says that a lot of the problem with Chinese entertainment these days, just and movies in particular, said it just offers, it's easy money by making nonsense entertainment movies. And I think that we can definitely see that. I mean, again, Running Man, I mean, you know, it's hard to call it a movie, but definitely, I mean, you know, why couldn't they have just, if they want to do something longer, a longer production, well, they could have just had like a special TV show. But no, they wanted to, you know, put this in the cinema so you can charge, you know, 80 kwai to 100 renminbi per head. Whereas Draco is saying that it's completely market-driven behavior and that if people like it, well, then they should be allowed to enjoy it.
Yeah, and that's sort of the view that I've adopted too. And today I saw that the famous director Feng Xiaogang, he has again slammed something new in the movie circle, and this time it is the Running Man movie, and he's saying that it's really bad for the movie industry because those who work really hard on serious movies aren't getting the box office success,
right,
when you have this kind of junk in the movie theaters.
Well, I think what he's saying is really, I mean, it seems like he's worried about the knock-on effect, right? So production companies, they see, well, if you just make a crappy movie with low production values, you don't actually have to put that much money into it. And if it's a fairly popular IP, people are going to go pay to see it, and you can make a lot of money quite easily. Because, I mean, the margins on making something like this cannot be much higher than making the TV show itself.
Yeah.
The production cost is going to be about the same as it costs to make the TV show, which is going to be much, much lower than a typical movie.
We were talking before about when they do this kind of thing and make a movie, they sometimes get the improper film people, but then they lose the essence of the TV show. The other way of doing it is that you feel that you've paid your money and only seen an extended TV episode. But I mean, what they should do is put the money visually on the screen so that it will be like an episode. I don't mean literally put it on the screen.
Well, you know, stacks of RMB.
No, I'm saying like do Baba Chuna in space, for example, where you've spent a fortune on special effects. You've done something which is beyond the ability of a TV company to do.
That's not reality, but Baba Chuna is a reality TV show.
Yeah, I know.
For it to be reality TV, they'd have to actually send them into space.
Well, I'm giving you an example of how they can let people see where their money has gone. So it's like an extended episode, but they have things happening in there which it will be much too expensive to do week to week on the TV show itself.
They've pretty much done for the Running Man movie.
So is the production value of Running Man higher than the TV show?
Yeah, it's grander and it's in a completely different
that's
setting.
That's fair enough.
But it's still a game show. It's not a movie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like in the UK or the United States, you know, if Survivor or Big Brother was made into a movie, what the popular response would be. And I think honestly, at the height of their popularity, people probably would have paid $5 to $10 to go see that movie.
There's the Alan Partridge movie. What was it called? Alpha Bravo.
Alpha Papa.
Alpha Papa.
Yeah, it's not very good.
But again, that was a movie that was made after a very long-running TV series. And it's okay, but you kind of think it's an extended episode or something like that. And so I do feel that they can never really win except in one place, which is in the box office, because people will just go and see it out of curiosity, won't they, to begin with?
It's like the Simpsons movie or the South Park movie. South Park movie was great, by the way, because that's South Park. But the Simpsons movie, definitely, it was just a longer episode.
I thought the Simpsons movie was pretty good.
Anyway.
Or Shiyang Yang. I mean, there have been so many movies made of that, haven't there?
But I think with this one, it's probably the younger people who are, you know, the really fervent fans of the TV show who are paying to go see this. And also, at the moment, the only choices you get is The Hobbit, the trilogy, the last one, and this. And I'm just really surprised that this year, around this time, usually it's a very busy time to go see movies, and there isn't really all that much choice.
I think some of the movies, they're just coming out this or next week, or sometimes actually in the middle of Spring Festival. And so I think that maybe just companies are just kind of staggering the release rather than all dumping them at the same time.
Right. And here I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory. Here that a lot of people are saying this is great, this is free market competition. But I do wonder, because of the fact that we just talked about, that there aren't really many other competitors out there during the supposedly very busy cinema viewing season. This is released by one of the biggest entertainment and distributor company here in China. Maybe there's something to be said there, that it's cleared the path of other competitors to make this
great. final word before we go to the commercials. I just want to let everyone know that I very rarely will pay to see a movie, whether that's on a DVD or at the cinema, just because they're just that bad.